Basking in the Florida sun from Port St. Lucie, the spring training home of the New York Mets, I'm Ben Wagner with a hot stove edition of Inside Bison's Baseball. Coming to you from the backfields where the 2011 edition of Bison Baseball are in the final stages of preparation. Our show today is presented by Evans Bank, Damon College, the Hamburg Casino, Transwave Communications, Napa, the Hyatt Regency, Zweigels, Time Warner Cable, Bison Baseball also brought to you by Twin Village Recycling, Upstate Farms, The Carpet Factory Outlet, Sportsnet New York, Dunkin' Donuts, Ficta Indel and Elmer Eye Associates, To Find Your Home, the American Red Cross, Seneca Gaming Corporation, Goya, Chevrolet, and by Russell's Steaks, Chops, and More. The next 2 weeks, we'll have plenty of conversation with more players, coaches, managers, all coming to you from beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, the spring training home of the New York Mets, and of course, the future Buffalo Bisons. And we today have plenty lined up over the next 60 minutes. 8 different players are on the show discussing a number of things, from off-season workout regimens to battling for a spot on the big league roster. Bison manager Tim Tuffel has been on both sides of camp all spring. He's heard a lot of the discussions about which players will head to Miami for the Mets opener or who will be headed north with the herd. Regardless of who will end up on what rosters, he feels very confident about what's been accomplished at camp so far.
A lot of these players that are going to come with us up to Buffalo are going to, they're sliding over here and they're ready to go. So it's just a matter of getting the guys who didn't get invited over to big league camp ready to go, and we're in the process of doing that. But pitching looks great right now. Hitters are getting their timing back, and I'm seeing some good defensive work.
Very few question marks left to answer at the big league level. So does that help Buffalo at this point?
Well, I think so. We've gotten most of the guys over here. There's only a couple question marks right now down to the end that TC is going to decide on, but I think we might get another pitcher and maybe another two position players into camp, but that gives everybody else a chance to get tuned up and ready to go. So more at bats for them, the better, and they're getting their playing time over there, so it's all great.
As a player, you went through it as well, having to bounce between the minor league side and the major league side. What kind of toll does that take on a player's mentality?
Well, if you really are a guy who thought you were going to make the team, it is depression. Depression does set in a little bit where you get bumped down and you said, you're not good enough this year, you got to go down. But for these guys, some of these guys that have come down so far kind of knew they were coming down, and I think they're preparing themselves for this season here with the Bisons. And I think they've put it behind them. They've come down with great attitudes. Josh Jensen, Bonser has come down with a great attitude. So, this is a good group of guys, and I look forward to working with them.
How close on the pitching side are things to be determined yet with the rotation and then on the back end of the bullpen?
Well, it all to be determined in the last week of the season. TC will pick his bullpen out. His starters, I think, are pretty much set in stone up there, but still got a little work to do in the bullpen, and I think once that flushes out, then we'll see where our team lies. Right now, I like the guys that we have, so that's a good sign.
Sometimes you see guys bounce back and forth throughout the course of a year. Looks like Buffalo could have a couple of those guys. Who's been impressive enough to this point that would warrant an early call-up if that's be the case?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I think if something happens in the infield, I think Tejada will be a good guy to go. And Neuenheis still got to get some reps in at AAA, and we'll see what happens there. Martinez swinging the bat real well. From the pitching end, Mejia's throwing good, and Josh Simpson looks good, and Bonser. I mean, you got a bunch of guys here that are primed to go up and be a guy that can fill in. How they start and how they get off to a start up in Buffalo is going to determine who gets called up at that point in time. But I think we have some insurance there for the big league club. I think we have a good core of players that I see on this field right now that can help the big league club if need be. Let's hope they don't need them, actually. We hope the big club does well and gets off to a good start and are injury free and the season goes as planned. But that's wishes at this point. We're hoping that everything goes well up there so they don't have to reach down and grab guys from Buffalo. But, hey, they're down there to go to the big league, so we're hoping to push a few up.
You've got the opportunity as well and a bonus, really, for yourself to look at guys as they've graduated through the season or through the system with you. How's the mix, though, with some of the guys that were from other organizations over the last year or two?
No, the mix has been great. Scott came over, and we have Ryan, the catcher's coming over. Sheldon has stepped in, fighting with Pascucci for a spot. So, you know, those guys have flowed right in. You know, baseball, there's not too many real bad guys out there. You know, most of the guys are there to earn a living and to play the game hard and play it the right way and get to the big leagues.
I was going to ask you about the chemistry because it seems pretty lighthearted, and obviously the tone is set from the top. Terry's energy, I think, translates all the way through camp.
Well, I think, you know, with him being the director last year and setting the tone for the whole minor league system, I think there's a big togetherness and unity from the coaching staff, from different minor league affiliates to the big league staff. You know, we're scheduled to have a meeting with TC. He's bringing over the AAA and the AA staffs of both sides to talk about the communication for the upcoming year. I mean, that hasn't been done here in a while.
Well, Tim, good luck in the meeting, and we'll see you in Buffalo in the coming days.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Ben.
One of the players that's been discussed at length this spring joined the Bisons last May and was an immediate impact after arriving. Justin Turner went into camp fighting for the Mets' second base job. But with Brad Emus, Chin Lung Hu, and Luis Hernandez out of options and currently holding roster spots, Justin Turner was optioned back to Buffalo.
Situation, you know, you're not really thrilled about. You come into camp and obviously you want to make the team and be in New York, but had a successful year last year, and Buffalo's a great place to play, great fans, great city, and looking forward to getting up there and getting after it and winning some games.
We spent so much time focusing on the job that you were going to battle for at second base in New York, but let's rewind to last season. I mean, we saw you go 6-for-6. It was the season's last day, so it's our first chance to really talk to you about hitting for the cycle and going 6-for-6 in Rochester. It's just unbelievable, and you were basically doing it on one leg.
Yeah, you know, I was a little banged up at the end, and the funny part about that is we kind of had a joking thing going around where, you know, it's getaway day, last game of the season, we're going to not take any strikes. We had a fine system going, and maybe I'll have to implement that to my everyday approach at the plate.
You go 6-for-6, that's racking up a lot of base hits early in the season. Some guys finish strong. Do you traditionally start strong in a year?
I've had a track record of starting a little slow, and usually when it warms up a little bit, I kind of get into a groove. But hopefully, you know, going out and playing winter ball and then coming in and getting a lot of bats in spring training, I'll be able to roll right into the season and have some early success.
Has this last 8-week period been more of a grind than years in the past?
What's up, guys? Stay in the middle of the field. Out ball.
It was a little tougher coming off playing 2 months down in the Dominican with Obi. And had about 3 weeks off in between, so didn't have enough time for my body to recover. So it was a little bit more of a grind, but on the other aspect of that, you know, I felt like I came in a lot better baseball shape, ready to play. So
this season, with more roles defined at the big league level and obviously then translating from the battle, it looks like you're going to have a defined role here in the second base position as well, with Ruben working with you up the middle at the shortstop position. Is it better to have more of a definitive defensive spot on the field every day?
You know, I haven't even talked to Tuff or anything or as far as what's going to happen down here. I mean, I imagine I'd be playing a lot of second base as the just-in-case guy for up in New York. But definitely, it helps coming to the field every day knowing you're going to be in the lineup. It helps your mindset and helps you get ready to play every day when you wake up in the morning.
Anything 100% that you want to make 2011, no matter where you're at, Buffalo, New York, priority number one?
Just stay healthy. Stay on the field, getting as many games as possible. You know, last year I had that little hiccup with my knee. And, I mean, ultimately that might have been what kept me out of the big leagues in September. So my main goal is just to stay on the field, and if I can stay on the field, I know I can be productive and help the team win every day.
Season gets started in a couple of days. We look forward to it.
Me too.
While Turner was solely looked at as an option for second base, young infielder Ruben Tejada could have continued to jockey for the spot if not for the early decision by Mets management to have Tejada return to Buffalo, play short every day, and continue to work on developing as a hitter. After 10 spring games with the Mets, Tejada hit .313 and reported to minor league camp with the plans in place.
It's a great experience for me, but I feel good. Terry said go to Triple A for play short every day, so I need to play every day and go to Buffalo. Stay ready. You never know what happens.
What kind of confidence does that give you, knowing that Terry said go there, play every day, and play hard?
Yeah, for me it's good. You know, the team is looking at me around, so I feel good for that.
What was last year and the debut, everything surrounding, you know, going to the big leagues for you like?
Yeah, last year was great year. You know, first 3 days in big leagues. I'm going to Buffalo for a month and a half, but I'm ready.
You're ready once again for another season as well, with clearly that opportunity to go back to the New York Mets. When you look at how the Mets are structuring the team right now, do you have a preference whether you play second base or shortstop?
No. You know, I'm ready for both. So my natural position is shortstop, but last year I played second big league, so I'm ready for everything.
How much is it for you playing either position? How much of a big difference is it?
It's different for me. It's a double play, you know. It's two different things, but after the games, you know, we worked a lot in that position, so I'm ready for.
You know, when you were playing second base in the big leagues, you had Ike Davis at first base. How much ground can he really cover?
Yeah, for me, it's good, no? You know, Ike played with me 2 years ago, so I'm good with Ike, with guys.
How about all the guys that seem to be graduating and getting to the big league sporadically at the same time? You last year with Ike Davis. Lucas Duda is a guy that you played with as well. You like going up there with guys that you played with over the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think it's good. You know, it's good for everybody. You know, everybody want to play in big leagues. Played with me a couple of years ago, so I feel happy with that.
What specifically are you trying to lock in on the last couple of days here in spring training to get you ready for the year ahead?
Yeah, hitting, you know, I need the work hard in my offense, so I'm playing hard and working hard the cage with the coaches and my offense, so I'm ready for hit this year.
Anything that's specifically giving you trouble on your offense?
No, nothing specific. You know, hit the ball to the middle and try to make the routine.
All right. Best of luck, Ruben, moving forward here in this season.
Thank you, man.
Ruben Tejada is slated to play shortstop for the Bisons on opening day. Following the games this season, you can bet his numbers will be tracked closely by Mets general manager Sandy Alderson. I talked with the new GM, and right away, Sandy Alderson said the atmosphere and competition has been great in camp so far, and the club is pretty healthy, and he's looking forward to his trip to Coca-Cola Field.
You know, one of the nice things about being in New York is that most of the affiliates are close by, and I consider Buffalo pretty close, so I certainly expect to be up there.
Just around the corner for Sandy Alderson to make his visit to Coca-Cola Field. When you look at the development system that the Mets have, how much of that evaluation went into your planning, one, to accept the job, and then what's taken place since accepting the job?
Well, I think that our system gets less credit than it probably deserves. The international signings that we've had, a number of our top prospects from Dominican Republic, Panama, the rest of Latin America, I think has been very good. You know, last year at the major league level, and you know this from Buffalo, the emergence of Ike Davis, Josh Tolley, Bobby Parnell. So we did graduate some quality players to the major league roster, so the system has been productive. The key for us is to make sure that happens on a year-in, year-out basis.
How do you like to utilize a AAA system or AAA farm club specifically with Buffalo?
Well, of course, that's where our insurance lies. That's where our young prospects are getting their finishing experience and development. So, you know, I expect that we'll have very close communication with Buffalo and that we'll see a number of players coming from there. But at the same time, recognize that it's important for them as a unit to be together and cohesive and develop a winning spirit. So we'll rely on Buffalo, but we'll try not to be disruptive.
Not needing to tinker with the Bisons means good news for the Mets and for the herd. Buffalo looking for a playoff run for the first time since 2005. That journey will begin April the 7th, surrounded by a ton of events that are listed with a printable promotion schedule and a replay of today's show, available for you anytime on the Bisons' official website, bisons.com. Coming up, our hour will continue, and a visit with two former Bison skippers, and we've got more sounds of spring training with the players that are ready to bolt camp for Buffalo and get the season started. I'm Ben Wagner, returning with more of our Hot Stove edition of Inside Bisons Baseball, here on the Bison Baseball Network.